Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Zach, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. I want to follow Jesus as one of the members of this crowd and watch some of his healings and maybe keep in mind some of the things that I want to be healed. Maybe there's a reason why I'm following Jesus, and maybe there's a reason that I'm a certain distance from him, maybe. Or maybe there's a reason why I'm drawing closer to him in this moment. There's something that might be going on in my life, or some struggle I've had, or some illness, or some worry or stress that I've always had. I've never known life without it, or maybe I've just started to notice it, or maybe I feel powerless against it. And so I follow Jesus in the crowd, and I watch him as he heals. Many were gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. He's preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like this? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they questioned like this within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question like this in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your pallet and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, take up your pallet and go home." And he rose and immediately took up his pallet and went out before them all, so that they were amazed, and they glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." Again, if I follow him further, I see him continue. He entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand, and they watched him to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come here." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. And he looked around at them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. There are so many who have so many excuses or issues for what Jesus does, so much unbelief at what he can do in our lives. I'm sure many people in the crowds were like many of us that think that maybe those healings are for someone else, but they're not for us. I have struggled with something my whole life. I worked as a missionary for 5 years. Whenever I'd work with young men, a lot of them would have pornography addictions and things like that. And I think a lot of them just didn't know what a life without that would look like. And so they tried to build their life of holiness around this really ugly spot, almost like a fortification around it to maybe hide it from people. Or I've known people that have struggled, or I've known, I've been a person that struggled with stuff like, you know, gluttony or a lack of temperance. And someone that just scrolls forever on your phone, whatever. You just think that's always going to be a part of my life. But it's interesting, there's a similarity between these two readings, at least in my mind, things that I've observed as I've been following Jesus, is that both of them do something that they've never done before. And radical things, a withered hand, he's able to stretch out, which he's never been able to do before. paralyzed man is able to stand up, fold up his pallet, and walk out of a house. He's never done that before. And in his mind, he probably, moments before, thought he would never do it. And so we have to remember, when we come to Jesus in this crowd, that we're encountering God, who allows us to do things we've never done before, whether that be outstretch a withered hand, or whether that be live incredible holiness, or whether that means that we actually reach the summit of contemplation in our prayer lives after a long struggle with mediocrity. So what thing that you've never done before would you like to bring before Christ?
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.